Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Dan Quinn expected to address the media here momentarily. We will carry that live when it happens. Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald will be eligible in their first year of Hall of Fame possibilities. They're two of the nominees among the modern era players. That was announced today for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. The other nominees in their first year of eligibility are quarterbacks Philip Rivers and Alex Smith. That actually was interesting to me. I don't see the Alex Smith case for the Hall of Fame. Tight ends Greg Olsen, Jason Witten, running backs Frank Gore, LeSean McCoy, offensive lineman David DeCastro, Marquise Pouncey, Geno Atkins, and Jarrell Casey are the defensive players, along with linebacker Thomas Davis. Remember, he was here briefly with Rivera coming from Carolina. The screening committee will reduce the candidates to 50 in October, with then down to 25, etc. The other returning finalists from last year are Eli Manning, Fred Taylor, Steve Smith Jr., Reggie Wayne, Jahari Evans, Marshall Yanda, Terrell Suggs, and Darren Woodson. Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald, to me, are first ballot Hall of Famers. Did you hear what Drew Brees said on the Stephen A. Smith show on ESPN yesterday? We got Quinn now? I'll save the Drew Brees stuff for later. Here's Dan Quinn live in Ashburn.
All right. What's up, everybody? All right. I told you I'd have an update on some injuries, and I'll kind of get started on that, and then we'll get into the game. So first, let's start with Jaden. He'll continue in his return-to-play process, and you'll see him out there today in a limited fashion. And we'll continue to rely on the medical team, you know, to fully clear him. But what I can say is, man, he is doing everything you possibly can to get there. The guy's the ultimate competitor for us. You know that. I know that. But he is absolutely digging it. As far as the other injuries, we're going to work through that. And I'll take it through Friday and give you the updates as it goes. Then lastly, just the matchup for this weekend. And last time went into extra time, to go through that. And we expect that kind of same fight and battle again. We'll need to have that complimentary football that we leaned into last week again. And ready to get rocking with you guys.
So with Terry, what can you say? Is he getting more information on his quad, and what's the level of concern for him for Sunday?
Yeah, it's pretty normal that when you have something that a second opinion takes place, that's not uncommon at all. Honestly, it's just the opposite. It's really common. Almost everybody does that in some spaces. So as we get into, I'll have a better answer, as I get closer to or as I get into Friday, then we'll have a sense for, okay, where does it look like for Sunday?
And then with Jaden, what is it, that you've been able to watch him do so far? Is he able, you talked about the cutting and the pivoting. Have you been able to watch him do any of those kind of activities?
I have, and like I said, he's worked really hard on that space. And so we'll lean in on the medical side too, John, just to make sure they'll, you know, like be the ones to fully clear. But he's working really hard to hit all the stuff that he needs to hit.
Do you expect Terry to be at practice today?
I don't expect Terry to be at practice today. He will be out for today. I'll have updates for him by Friday of where we're at for the game.
Okay. Special teams question. Yes. I know you addressed it on Monday, but you know, you mentioned how that's part of your play style. You guys take a lot of pride in it. When did you start to feel like that could be sort of a weapon for you guys or give you guys an edge?
I'm going to go back because I think it's important on it, Nikki. When the new kickoff rule started, we were right at the front of that to say, can this be an advantage? Can we find a space that we could create that from field position to identity? So I thought it would begin there on the kickoff and kickoff return side. Then as we got to learn it better, and we were all kind of at the first part, remember there was a lot from OTAs through training camp. So I thought it began then, and then adding, you know, obviously Tress, the way he can punt, putting people down and the different style of players, you know, like obviously Revo and, you know, is at the front of it, but then it's Ballore and then Percy Butler and others that just started to emerge in this way. And we thought, man, this can be a weapon for us and we can really push and feature the guys and use them in those ways. But I think it was the kickoff and the decisions to say, we're going to go for it and really try to be at the front of this if we can. And I think that was the start of it.
Hey, Coach, I know you guys are very diligent in that return to play process, but is the fact that Sunday's game is, you know, still September football, an early season game, does that time period shift whether or not you guys are going to maybe encourage guys to play Sunday versus if it were a postseason, late season game? Does that timeline factor in at all?
No. Yeah, I think they're all in the same space and like the medical team putting the whole thing together for it. They have guidelines they want to follow. So, no, I think everything's kind of the way we would go after it is consistent.
Chick, the way the team responded with Marcus, obviously there's a high level of confidence in him if Jaden Daniels can't go. What was he able to give you, and did you learn anything about him, even though you knew a lot about him already?
I don't know if I learned anything because of what I've seen, you know, over the year and a half. I was one of the least surprised people that he would play well in the stadium because what I've seen out here and the work. I did know, the work that he puts in to get himself ready. So I've seen all of that, Chick. So I don't know if I learned anything different other than confirming this is a real competitor and this style and the attitude and the way that he plays just suits him, you know, so well in this system.
You talked about Jeremy. Obviously, with Will out, he's probably in line for more playing time. What has most impressed you about him, I guess, on the defensive side of the ball? We know what he does on special teams, but on defense.
What I noticed jump from 2024 to 2025, man, the speed elevated even again. Is that a year after being injured? Could be. But I felt like the speed and the tackling even ramped up more. I saw it in the preseason games. I saw it at practice, too. And so we had already seen some of that begin, but I felt the speed and the tackling and that position, you know, he's usually right in the middle of all of it, but I did feel that level up in 2025 from spring training camp and into this early part of the season.
I know you won't know about Terry's status and probably Noah Brown as well until the end of the week, but if they can't go, what kind of opportunity would that be for guys like Jalen and Luke to get some more playing time?
Yeah, that's where you usually lead to when you don't know where that's going to be. What I do know is that we have a big, deep crew, you know, at a lot of spots, and we train the players that don't count on this as a possibility, but more as a certainty of knowing that at some point, you know, when that space comes where you're called upon, that you're able to deliver, it's one of the best feelings that you can provide to your teammates to do that. So what does that look like during the week at all the positions, showing you're ready, showing that you're able to, so when, you know, when that opportunity comes, you're just ready to do it. Might be at one position one time and then another one, hey, now it's at this one. And so you just push this 70-man roster all the way forward, all the way in, and if you can demonstrate you're ready, then when your opportunity comes, you have a lot of confidence because you've put the work in.
With an opponent – making changes on the offensive side in terms of play calling and things like that. What sort of a challenge does that present for you, maybe not knowing what to expect, or you can't worry about or guess at what might change?
Yeah, I can't worry about that. Those things take place, and you speaks to his team's urgency, where they're at, what they're trying to hit on, what might be the, you know, the emphasis for them. Sometimes it's with the player, you know, to make sure he gets more touches, he does, you know, more factor into it. So you have to let it play out. Those are out of our control. You're aware of those, and then, but as far as trying to lean in too much to it, we generally don't do that.
With the kicking game, what, if any, is your level of concern about inconsistency there, and have you or will you bring in anyone to compete for that spot?
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence in Matt to go. I was pleased to see, you know, the one at the end of the half. So as we're going through it, we're still digging in to find our spaces to go. But, no, we have full belief in Matt.
Hey, Dan. Sunday's going to be a special game for you, too, because obviously you coached in Atlanta. You have a lot of friends there, and I'm sure a lot of memories there. What is that going to be like for you going in there as a head coach of the Commanders where you used to coach in Atlanta?
Well, it's not like a return to one go. We've played them, you know, last year and, you know, done another times before. But I always have, like, huge gratitude for Arthur Blank and his family and, you know, giving me the opportunity to do that. But past that, it's for the guys and in between the white lines. So we'll be ready to battle, too.
Coach, next man up seems like a cliche term used during sports. But with this team, with this organization, you all seem to thrive in these situations. What is it about this team that allows for them to excel in those moments?
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes I think that is too much of a cliche because there's another player behind that, you know, the injury or what happened to take place. But what I do know and what we do train hard as, there is going to be a spot, you know, and when you're ready, you've got to go nail it. And if you're waiting for that moment to happen and then all of a sudden it hits you, you're not going to be as prepared as you could have been. And so the way that we go about it is everybody gets reps at practice to make sure they're pushing it to see where we go. We're evaluating, pushing the skills. So if we can continue to get better, when that moment comes and the opportunity is called upon, man, you're ready to deliver. So the competition helps that. We do some at each practice, just non-carded, non-scripted, offense versus defense, going to play, and that keeps a player sharp. You know they got to react, they got to make the plays and make the calls. But having all 70 in our mindset, that's a big part of who we are and how we do it, knowing there's going to be adversity. I think early on in my career, you coach, you want this to happen, then this to happen, this to happen, then you learn later, man, like sometimes that plan isn't there. This is how you have to go win the game, and that could be due to injury, you know, them playing a different way. And so if you think in those ways, man, like be able to adjust, and when that time comes, you go let it rip, and you have to have confidence in the people to do that, and we do.
Running tight on time, we'll take three more.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Dan Quinn speaking live in Ashburn.
Punt return unit as a whole has been pretty strong for you guys this year. For the Falcons, their punter and their punt coverage team has also been pretty strong for them. How do you go about making sure that your strength can be stronger than theirs, and how big of a boost can that give you this weekend if you can make that happen?
Yeah, the field position, man, that's the thing. You know, can you find ways to get a long return, find ways that's, you know, could be a first down, could be two first downs in terms of the field position. So finding your spaces, you know, when they're trying to flip the field and somebody, not just Atlanta, but anybody kicks it deep, you know, that's when you have a chance, because usually the long returns don't come, you know, when you're, you know, on a plus 50 punt. Those are the ones that you have your chance and you got to go. And then the outside guys are key for us, man, the gunners, and they've got to feel the speed and go after it. So it's definitely a good matchup this weekend on both sides, man. And like, absolute, you'll feel speed and energy and toughness on both sides.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Sam Cosmi, how is his rehab going? And with the ability to open his window come Monday, do you expect to open it then? Do you have a return to play plan in place for him there?
Yeah, we're working hard, and he has really put in the work. And so that's where we're aiming towards. And then as we get into next week, we'll see if he's ready to take that next step. But this is another guy, man, has just all off season through the summer to go to put the work in. And so what are the last little bits of that? You try to simulate as much as you can, simulated sets, this, but he does need to be back in the team setting. So as soon as that can happen, that helps him in a normal ramp up process too.
Last one. Dan, with Dorrance Armstrong, when you guys brought him in, obviously you and Joe knew him well, figured that his acclimation period would be one of the faster ones, but it really wasn't until maybe the playoffs that his statistics at least really started to take off, and that's continued. Did something change for him, click? Was there something just over time that he developed, found more confidence in, whatever it was?
Yeah, and we'll have to look, Ben. That's a good question. Like, I felt there was significant pressure from DA, but maybe not the numbers from the sack standpoint. That might be something that we can look into. But now, different sides for him. He's always been somebody that could be equipped to go over the guards, over the tackles, move into different locations. So we didn't do that as much with him last year. Dante mostly played one side. He mostly played the other. So now we're probably a little more fluid of how we feature the guys. But I think converting from a pressure into a sack, obviously that's a big deal. And I don't know, but I felt like the pressures were higher, even though maybe the sack numbers weren't as high. So that might be one thing that he's able to finish more so far.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate All right. Thank you, everybody.
Dan Quinn, everybody. Not much, right? Pretty much pushing everything back to Friday, as he did a week ago. I'll read from last week's transcript 1 week ago on the plan for Jaden. Good rehab session, threw out on the field, won't practice today, then we'll, you know, give you more of an assessment on Friday. Now, today, what he said was he will practice, albeit in a limited fashion. That could be just throwing and moving and running. I don't know if we'll find out who took actually all of the reps in practice, but he's going to push off anything until Friday. By the way, I agree with the whole mindset here. You hold back all of this information until you have to give it because you're putting a player on injured reserve. Now, as it relates to Terry, not going to practice today. Getting second opinions on the injury is pretty much a mainstay. It's common. But again, on him, we'll know more on Friday. So Jaden, a limited participant in practice, more on Friday. Terry, out today, more on Friday. So there you go on that. What did you need me to check, Max?
So you know how last week Marcus Mariota was the one who spoke to the media?
Who's speaking to the media? Jaden is.
Today it is Jaden, and we just got that confirmed by Ben and JP. So do with that what you will.
All right. So there you go. Jaden Daniels will be addressing the media today as the quarterback from this practice. I guess last week, because he didn't really practice, it didn't make much sense. I don't know. That's a better sign for him on Sunday, but it's not a definitive sign. If he were a full go in practice, I think that would have been a definitive sign. But if you think that Quinn's not disseminating any information, Jaden's pretty good at that as well. They've coached those guys up really well out there. What else did he say today? Full confidence in Matt Gay. So there you go. Look, he was a 56-yard field goal miss away, and maybe a timeout by the Raiders there before he took that free swing and missed it, away from, you know, having to face a lot of competition this week. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, there was a question about during the press conference about the change in play calling for the Falcons. They have not changed their play caller. Zach Robinson is still their play caller. But what he is doing this week for the first time is he is moving down from the booth to the sideline. I guess they want him closer to Michael Penix Jr. Really intriguing game Sunday, certainly from an overall standpoint of the NFL card. That's not the game that's going to get the attention of most fans when you've got, you know, Eagles, Bucks, you got Colts, Rams, you got Ravens, Chiefs, you got Packers, Cowboys. But a really interesting game in the NFC because Washington can get to 3-1 weathering all of these, you know, early season injuries, and the Falcons would fall to 1-3, and there was certainly hope after week two that they had a chance to be a contender not only in their division but in the NFC as, you know, at the very least a wild card contender. And I think, you know, for the Falcons, a lot will be learned about the Zach Robinson, Michael Penix Jr. situation. And for us, you know, we're about to figure out, you know, what they really have depth-wise at wide receiver, because it certainly would appear as if Terry's in jeopardy of missing at the very least a game. Nothing on Noah Brown, nothing on John Bates during his discussion there. So there you go. Some interesting things about Dorrance Armstrong there at the end. Yeah, it's been noticeable that he's been moved around a lot. You know, it's funny to watch them, you know, live in the game and then go back and sort of watch it even more so. They, in certain situations, and I would say mostly third down situations, nobody's in a three-point stance on the line of scrimmage. They really kind of move around. There's a lot of stunts going on with the linebackers in particular. But none of the D linemen have, you know, a hand in the ground. Sometimes one or two do and two don't. Armstrong's one of those players that typically does not play in those situations with a hand in the ground. I've been so impressed, and I think many of you have as well, so impressed with the start that he has had. Quinn was also asked about, you know, special teams. Look, he kind of patted his staff on the back, saying with the new kickoff rules, they were at the forefront of sort of addressing these things and trying to figure out how to use it to their advantage. I think a lot of teams, you know, certainly spent a lot of time thinking about the rule change last year and then the tweak to the rule change, a significant tweak heading into this season, you know, penalizing teams for touchbacks by another 5 yards, which has made all the difference on the number of returns. The number of returns is up exponentially from where it's been. But there's some data out there through the first 3 weeks on opponents starting field position and what's leading to it. Well, Washington did lead the league last year in the fewest number percentage of kickoffs that were touchbacks. They did want to cover kicks. They thought that the 30-yard line, they could stop teams on average before the 30-yard line. And more importantly, because Quinn talked about this all last year, and he's already talked about it multiple times this year, they wanted to set a tone of being a physical football team, a team that embraced contact, and it started with kickoffs. Well, through the first 3 weeks of the season, Washington is sixth in the league, pretty good, in opponents starting field position. The opponents are starting starting average field position, the 27.64 yard line. So basically the 28-yard line, if you round up there, versus touchbacks, it would start at the 35. So they're gaining 7 yards by covering kicks. They have not yet given up, right? I don't think they have a massive, you know, backbreaking kickoff return. By the way, Carolina number one in the league in opponent's average starting field position, the 21-yard line. The Rams are second at the 21.65-yard line. The Falcons, Washington's opponent, third in the league with opponents starting at the 26-yard line. The Giants are actually fourth. The Texans are fifth. What's interesting about that list is four of the worst teams in the league right now, record-wise, are in the top six, are in the top five. The Giants, Falcons, Panthers, and Texans, who are winless in their first three. But I think it's an important number, and I think part of what we've seen on these kickoffs is if you can get the ball to sort of knuckle through the air rather than be an easy-to-catch football where the returners have to kind of let it hit and bounce, that's where the teams have been the most effective in covering kicks. The knuckleball kickoff that you can get to land inside the 20 and before the goal line is the hardest to field and gives you an advantage in kick coverage. By the way, the worst in the league, the 49ers are allowing teams to start on average at the 33.8-yard line or the 34 rounded up. That's a big part of the game now. Huge part of the game, and Washington has excelled on both sides of it, the coverage side of it and the return side of it with Deebo Samuel. And even with Luke McCaffrey, who has had some good returns as well and was close to a big return on Sunday but just kind of stumbled. I think you throw that together with Washington's excellent punt coverage, which they've been very good at. They were last year, and they have been so far this year, along with now Jalen Lane as a legitimate home run threat as a punt returner. Washington's gaining a lot through those, you know, few special teams plays in a game. You know, I was looking at something too. You know, Jeremy McNichols has played a lot of special teams since they brought him here in 2024. He basically played nearly half of the special team snaps in 2024. Well, Sunday, zero special team snaps for Jeremy McNichols, and that's a sign, forget the result, what happened in the game, but they didn't plan on playing him on special teams because he was going to be a big part of the running back by committee. You know, it was going to be Rodriguez, it was going to be Bill, but they had plans to use Jeremy McNichols as part of, as an equal part, of that running back by committee. And I don't expect that to change. The fact that this guy's been a significant special teams player and didn't take one special team snap for the first time since he got to Washington, that was the plan going in, which meant they knew he was going to be a big part of it. Now, I think we could have guessed he was going to be a big part of the Eckler third down, you know, responsibilities. But we saw him on first down and second down, and we saw some good results. It'll be interesting to see if McNichols actually has a chance to end up being the surprise lead back for them if they end up going with somebody more than the other two. I don't know if that'll happen, but they have a lot of confidence in him. All right, we are done for the day. Chris Russell's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.